Hey everyone, just letting you know that you may hear some strange audio noises this session. This is the first session we changed over to Zoom audio, and the file had some, I'd say, issues I couldn't fix, so I'm sorry beforehand, and I will work to fix the problems before the next episode. Thanks, and enjoy.
Three,
I am currently recording.
Two, so
can we all get a clap real quick?
Can we get a sync?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're going to fuck this up so bad. Yeah. Who's counting down?
You can count down, Mr. Bad Ping.
Okay. Well, fuck you. And secondly, we should go 1, 2, 3,
clap.
All right.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Nobody did it on time.
Wait, who just clapped then? What? I'm behind you.
God damn it. All right, let's try this again.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3. No.
Hey, I did it.
It sounded good by end.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your ping
is horrible. Clap, clap, clap.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Let's go with it.
Give me the countdown.
3, 2, 1, action. All right. Welcome back, everybody. After our long break, it's felt like forever since the last time we recorded. How long has it been? Like 3 weeks?
Four? Yeah, I think so.
Four?
Almost
a month?
Full, I think.
Yeah, almost a month.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's been long. But I'm glad. I hope everybody had good holidays and everything like that. We kind of left you guys off at the end of chapter two. You finished up chapter two. You saved the hunter, saved the day. You guys are the heroes. Hooray. You also leveled up to level 5 now. So that is cool. As you guys, we ended off with like a little party montage and everybody got fucking blacked out drunk.
Yep.
Yes. So
I think I will start you guys off with having to roll Constitution saving throws to see who is hungover and who is not.
We'll get advantage.
Why would you get advantage?
I'm an Agonian.
Everybody drank a lot.
Damn it.
I'm going to say no. But you guys also were given a horse and a cart, single horse and a single cart. So you have now a pretty good ways of traveling across all of Cyrodiil. And this is kind of in the part of the story where it does become just like open world. You guys are free to go anywhere, but I believe you guys did decide to head back to Anvil.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
That is correct.
Okay. So before we start off, since you guys do have a horse and cart now, I imagine you're going to take that as transportation. Would I be correct in assuming so?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
So in that case, what I would like to establish first is, will you guys be going along the main road to Anvil? So you'd be like going back up through Breville and passing through Skingrad and passing by Kvatch and then finally getting
to Anvil. Yes, that would probably be the smartest choice too.
Yeah, main road.
It'd definitely take you a lot longer if you tried to cut through like not taking the cart on a main road, because obviously it's a horse and cart and there's woods and stuff, so it definitely take you longer, but it's probably going to take you I'm going to say about a week to get to Anvil. So just so you guys know, like, time frame of stuff, yeah. It'll take us about a week. I know in game that you can just run there in a couple hours, but that's the video game. So all right, well, let's just start out with everybody give me a constitution saving throw and let's see who wakes up hungover.
That is a 6.
Oh, you are hungover.
7.
13.
All are hungover.
Yay.
Gris, you have the least worse hangover. But Reed and Felvindar, you wake up with pounding headaches and just feeling that horrible hungover feeling.
Why does the mage have the highest constitution modifier and not the fighter?
You know, that is an interesting thought.
Don't worry about it.
Now that I see it, I would have imagined Gris to have the highest modifier on con saves, but yeah, apparently not.
Yeah. he decided that he would take more wisdom at the start of this. And it...
That's fair. That's fair. That can also work. I was just, did not remember it like that.
For some reason, I don't know why, but I used dexterity and charisma as my throwaway stats so I could gain more strength. So
you used dex as what?
Just don't ask. I was quite drunk when I made this character, okay?
Yeah, I should have looked at your character sheet. That's okay, though. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you guys wake up probably a little late in the morning, 9:30, 10-ish maybe. You are, I'm guessing you guys all slept in...
Well, we all blacked out at the house. Yeah. Blacked out at the house.
So you guys all wake up and you guys are covered with blankets and have pillows, but you are just kind of sprawled out on the ground around the table that you passed out. The fire is going. You can see both doors of Vila's house is open. The windows are open. You hear birds chirping and singing. It is a beautiful morning. You can hear the hunter, Nasala, and Vila all sitting out on the little porch of Vila's that hangs over the river. They're just talking and just having casual conversation. And this is when you guys wake up.
My head.
Whose idea was that to drink?
Yours.
I can't blame myself.
I was just getting people. How am I...
Excuse me.
God damn it. Oh, that smells.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm not any better.
I'm hungry. God damn it, sorry. Stop doing that.
Sorry, my bad. I think I won in the drinking contest, but
I don't remember.
Technically lost in the drinking contest this morning, so.
Yes. So let's just leave it at that, right? Also, did we even bet anything?
I don't remember.
I need some fresh air, and Filda would start walking towards the balcony, get some fresh air.
As you step out, you're all greeted with smiling faces, and Nasala speaks up. She says, wow, you guys, how you feeling? How you feeling, Velvindar?
Pretty hangover.
Yeah.
Well, but other than that, we're fine.
Oh. Well, and there's a seat for you to take a seat if you'd like. And you see Nasala pour you a cup of what you'd presume to be a sort of tea. She's like, here, this might help. She passes you a cup.
Thank you, Nasala. How are you at the moment? And I'll take the seat that she offered to me. To us, I guess.
I'm great. It's a beautiful morning. It's a great day for travel. I don't... doesn't look like there's any rain any far off in the horizon, so hopefully we'll have a good week of travel.
Gris walks outside. I'm guessing with Reed in tow.
And Nasala smiles and pours you guys a cup of this tea as well.
Gris holds his hand up and says, one second. And then, dives off of the pier into the water.
I'm guessing you don't have your armor on?
Nope, I do not have my armor on.
Yeah, I kind of figured. But okay, cool. As you jump in, it is a nice, brisk, cool, the perfect thing you needed. And it kind of just helps you out with being hungover. Felvindar, did you take a drink of the tea?
Yes, I did.
Yes, so you instantly are starting to feel better due from this tea. And you can kind of tell that maybe there is some herbs that would be made for potions to help you out here and for hangovers. So
thank you for that, Nasala. I immediately feel better from this.
Yes, well, it's Vila, actually. It's her special homebrew. It's very good.
What's in this?
Well, I use the water from the river, of course. And she points out, I guess I could bring you over to the map. I don't know. Sorry, guys. She points out that, I'll just put everybody over here real fast. She points over to the lilies in the pond. She's like, I take and mash up some of the lilies. And then also, and you hear a faint familiar sound that you guys should all know from the video games. And she's like, and the special ingredient is near root. And you can hear a faint magical sound coming from under the, under the porch that you guys are sitting on. She's like, that's the main healer in it.
You all happen to look into the water, you would see Gris is floating on his front with his face and his arms sprawled out,
He's dead.
I'm not jumping in after him.
He's probably fine.
He will be fine.
Yeah, Gris lifts his head up after a little bit of splashing, takes a breath, climbs back onto the dock very slowly, and then just rolls over onto his back and he's like, okay, I'm going to say I'm not going to drink like that again.
People always say that after a hangover.
Thanks for the tea, as I slowly pour it into the lake.
hold on.
You have to make rolls.
Yeah. Okay, Nisala sees you and just totally frowns at you. But doesn't say anything.
If only there was a tea I could drink right now.
So I think you can scrap that. I just want to be funny.
Well, would you like a cup of tea, Gris?
Nah, I'm good. I'm not a tea person.
All right, it'll help.
What will help is getting on the road and getting somewhere where we can just get moving, you know?
I guess we should probably leave. It is getting a little late in the day, and we have a long ways to go.
Where's Gris standing right now?
Gris is currently
laid on the docks.
Your guy?
There-ish.
There you go.
Sort of.
Damn it. Well, no mind.
Sort of like, yeah, he's literally just huddled over on the dock on his back, just staring up at the sky, feeling it rough. I have been in that state, like, myself in real life, so I know what
I have to right now. I have to. All right. Well, Nasala stands up and thanks Vila for the tea. It's like, well, I guess we should probably get going. And she kind of heads inside. Vila follows her and kind of helps her pack up some stuff. And Vila and the hunter are supplying like you guys with like rations and actually Vila gives you guys. So one person, write this down in their inventory. She gives you 6 potions of like minor healing.
I'll take that.
So just one of you keep track so we don't get duplicates.
I'll take that.
Items. And so you guys have plenty of rations for the week's travel with and also those 6 potions. Are you guys wanting to do, you are already on the outside. If you remember correctly, Vila's house sits on the outside on the northern part of Leywin. So you're not behind any like castle walls or anything like that. I'll bring us back out to the world map. Is there anything you want to do in Leywin before you leave?
Well,
so we're like around here, yeah?
Yeah, probably even a little closer in, actually. But yes, that's the area.
I'm good.
There's nothing Phil and Duster wants to do here. He paid the Mage's Guild here a visit twice. He's good.
At this point, I think we've done what we need to do in Leywin. I think the idea is we head to Anvil. I think we've already spoken about this in the evening prior, about setting off to Anvil in the morning.
Yes. And just to give you guys a bit of a recap, you all know that Anvil recently, the Imperial Trading Company, has built a huge port there as one of their like home, I guess you could call like one of their like home bases almost. There, it's a bigger port. It's almost as big as the port in the Imperial City. And you also know of the shipwright there is able to repair and build ships faster than like is almost humanly possible for some reason. But that's really about it. So you guys get all your things, you pack up the cart, and you head out. So at this point, I'm going to say it's probably like maybe 11 a.m. So by the time you guys get to Breville, it will be nightfall.
Who's steering?
Yes. So before you leave, who does want to steer the cart? Well, it is. I will also tell you this real fast. The cart is a 2-wheeled cart. So it's not anything big. 2 people can sit on the front. You could have like 3 people in the back with some supplies, with people like hanging, like sitting with their legs hanging off the back. So it is big enough for all of you to sit in.
Yeah, Gris is going to be laid in the back because he's still feeling worse for wear.
I'll walk.
I guess Phil and Dar will sit on the back.
Okay, so that
who's steering?
A solid steer.
Fuck, I'll steer then.
Okay. Yeah, she's definitely not proficient in. It's not going to be a hard check to pass, but roll like, I don't know. Don't you have to roll like, what is it? Vehicles or like
animal handling? Would it not be?
No, I thought it was like
vehicle. Survival. Would it be to find the right direction? Would it be?
Well, it's only one road, but
well, yeah, not necessarily. It's more like steering. You know what? I'm not going to make you roll to. This is a trained horse. It knows what it's doing. Like
on a road as well.
I'll I make guess you roll follow if the you guys road. Are being like chased by people on horses and shit and like are shooting arrows. That would be like a roll, but this is, you guys aren't going fast. You're going at a normal pace. There is going to be no roll for that because that's dumb. I think anybody could fucking do it, really.
yes.
All right. Well, let me see. So you guys are beautiful day. It continues to be beautiful. You guys are probably about 2 hours into your travel and...
If you say roll initiative,
nothing happens. You guys get to Breville unharmed or anything like that. Did I hear you all say you have like no gold? No,
I definitely. Yeah, we definitely all have no gold.
I have 271.
We definitely have no gold.
I have zero. I think Reed's got like nearly 1,000. If I
pretty sure
correctly.
Reed's got gold, but yeah, okay.
Definitely don't have gold.
Would you guys like to stay the night in Breville or outside of Breville's walls?
I don't have money for rooms.
I'm fine with staying outside.
Wait a second. I remember I have a key for a certain room in the inn.
Oh my god.
You do, indeed, because you made a copy of it. Yes.
So, yeah.
Wait, was that in Breville or was that in?
It's the Imperial City.
That's for the Yawning Giant, I think.
Yeah, the Yawning Giant.
So if we get to the Yawning Giant, you can break into the room that you previously occupied.
Well, not break into it. I can lock.
Yes. The Sleeping Giant, not the Yawning Giant.
It was the Sleep. I don't know. It doesn't matter. All right. Are you guys going to just make camp outside of Breville or go into the town of Breville and rent rooms?
I'm fine with sleeping outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't got a problem with that.
Are you guys gonna
keep watch? Yes.
Yeah. You guys gonna do turns on that?
Yeah. Gris would like to overturn the car if possible.
What?
Wait. Hold on. One at a time here. Did I just hear somebody say they want to overturn the cart?
Yes.
You're not gonna be able to do that by yourself. Why would you do that?
For shelter so we can sleep under it.
I have a tent.
I mean it's not, I mean it could rain, but
I have a tent
not looking like.
Okay,
and
sorry,
I will do a probably check for one person.
Yeah, I'll do a check for the weather forecast next time before I mention anything.
Okay. Good job.
So I'm guessing we ought to sleep outside and we take in turns.
I have a tent
that probably is, I'm gonna assume, only big enough for one person.
Yes, so yeah, I'm not okay. Sleeping outside technically.
What problem would an Argonian have with sleeping in the rain?
Nothing, but I still have a tent.
All right, so who is taking first watch?
I'll take first watch.
Okay. Give me a perception check. It's about an hour into your watch. Still beautiful.
That's a
starry
six.
Night. And you just hear, you know, your typical night sounds, grasshoppers, that kind of thing, off in the distance. All right, you're... watches up. As far as you know, nothing has happened. Mm-hmm. Who is on second watch?
Gris.
Can take the second watch.
Oh, Gris was up for the second watch.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, Gris.
14.
Yeah, seems to go pretty good for you as well. Nothing really happens. You like, you hear some rustle in the bushes and think something might happen, but nothing does.
Okay, then I nudge Phil Van Dyne and say, you're up.
All right. 11.
Yeah, so night goes by and you start to see the sunrise. Nothing seems to have gone happen in the night. Nothing seems has gone happen in the night. Nothing what? Seemed to happen in the night. You guys get up the next morning. It's another beautiful day. Would you like to continue traveling or go into Broomville for anything? Breville, not Broomville. Because that's not a place.
Broomville. A mixture of Bruma and Breville.
Yeah. I don't need anything in Breville, but...
Okay, it doesn't matter. We don't need anything in Breville, so we'll just... I'm guessing unanimous decision is head to Skingrad by the end of the day?
Yes. And you won't be able to make it there by the end of the day. It's a two-day travel to Skingrad from here. So you guys get on the cart and head out. As you guys pass Breville, you can hear good sounds, the sounds of hammers, and you see like the front gates all like what used to have a bunch of vines on it now is nice wood. You can see they've repaired the front gate to what it should be. And as you pass, you can like see inside of the town, you can see a bunch of people doing work on buildings that needed upkeep from the last time you were there. And so you guys continue on and nothing happens.
These rolls, dude. Come on now.
Now, I will remind you, Felvendar has a location, like a book with cave and rune, cave location, yes. I should say.
Indeed.
I have prepared a few maps if you guys want to do some dungeon crawling on the way.
But we already did the dungeon crawling towards Braville, right?
Huh?
So the first
He means the first cave that we've been to on our way to Braville, but I guess there's more.
That was in Nabin Bay. Yeah, I mean, there's caves and ruins all over this place. But if you guys are low on money, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, I can go for the dungeon crawling because I definitely have no acceptance.
Yeah.
When I look down. At
what was that?
When I look at when I look at the book, do I see any nearby locations?
Guess so
we're about here or somewhere.
Yeah, you guys would be like around this area. By
yeah,
to say by now you're
the green road.
Traveling along the the green road, and you're making your way to the gold road. You're kind of bored and just like kind of low on money, so you pull out your book and you find you can't make it there today, but it will be kind of on the way to the next day's travel. It's off of the gold road. There is a little turnoff. Right here, do you guys see that on the map?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Between
you know
Skin
of,
and the Imperial City.
You read about a cave that is, it's pretty well known. It's said to be once inhabited by what are they fucking called?
Dwemer?
No. God damn it.
Fulmer?
Yes. Actually, wait, no, they wouldn't be alive yet.
Yeah, FOMO's.
Yeah,
no,
I was
going
to... Are there FOMO here?
No, there are not. I'm sorry. It is just a cave that people have gone to. Nothing, like, really jumps out at you. But that is something that is on the way if you guys want to check it out.
Yep,
I'm down.
Okay.
Sure.
So
also,
you guys travel
Gris has named the horse Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. You guys are traveling. It's about another 2 hours of travel. And everybody give me a perception check.
Ooh.
You guys are like probably about like...
13.
Okay.
16.
22.
Fuck.
All right. So, you guys... Give me 1 second. Oh shit, they're still on here from the last time. Delete that. So I don't actually have a cart or anything like that.
That's fine. We're the only ones that see that shit, so.
Yeah, that's true. So put your players down like probably like right here for me.
If I remember how to do that.
Just drag and drop.
Yeah. So just pretend you're in a cart.
We're in a cart.
So you guys, all three of you start to hear the from coming from behind you, horses and men yelling. And when you look behind you, give me 1 second. Felvendar, as you look behind you, an arrow gets lodged in the back of your shoulder. There is
an arrow.
Bandits coming your way, and they're shooting arrows at you guys.
What damage do I take?
9 piercing damage.
Hmm.
All right, everybody roll for... Well, hold on. Okay, everybody roll for initiative. There are 4 bandits coming, by the way, just so you guys know how many bandits. You'll see them here in a second.
Initiative. I can never find initiative.
Remember to click your character first.
Initiative it's is the
between,
top.
Between, yeah.
Between speed and the armor class.
Call it 17.
Yes.
Wow, Reed got 22. Holy fuck. Does Jeff Goldblum get an attack?
No, absolutely not.
That's a shame.
I'm going to waste all my natural 20s on useless stuff like initiative.
Dude, you rolled.
Initiative
like,
isn't double useless.
You rolled double nat 20s like a few episodes ago.
Yes, on a sleight of hands check.
Fucking randomest shit.
Oh, that's a bandit chief.
Who rolls that. Double nat 20s? Like, I've never heard hey, of
you,
that.
Actually, you did that as well.
Did I?
Yes.
How many drinks did I have?
Almost ready. Sorry, guys. And one more. Alrighty.
You've only rolled 3 bandits, by the way. Ah, there we go. That's why.
Just making sure I got the right guy. Okay. You guys are in the back of a cart getting shot at by arrows. You can either try to run or you can try to fight. You can try to fight while moving as well.
They're on horseback, right?
Yes, they're on horseback. So let me get them actually. So it's like here.
I thought it was behind. Oh, wait, like, we're going up. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like in a diamond formation kind of thing.
So, yeah, because I'm still steering.
Yeah, Gris would be in the back of the car, I'm guessing, with Philvandar, with Reed and Nasala up front steering the horse.
Yes.
Wasn't Philvandar at the back?
Yes, you were.
Yeah, excuse that's why I got shot first, I guess.
Yes.
Sorry about the dogs outside.
I can't hear them.
Okay, just checking. So wait, why? How long is this car? So Reed needs to be next to Nasala. Yeah,
Reed, you need to be next to Nasala. Like, get into a square.
Well, Philvandar was there before, though.
Yes, Philvandar needs to come up one.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, yeah, that's the cart. I don't know. Is there a cart that I can put down?
There should be one in free.
Yeah, the free ones?
Yeah, because I remember using one of those.
All right. Well, first off, let me do this. Okay. So, Reed, you are first up.
What the fuck is going on?
We got company.
Stop or go.
Fucking bandits. Ah, he would like to pull his shoulder.
Stop.
I stop the cart.
Okay.
Gris jumps on the shield.
Well, it's not,
it's
your,
not
turn
your turn yet.
I mean, we can all get a reaction when the cart stops, right?
No. Why? I mean, you still got to think of it. Everything's happening all at once. Just.
I mean, we are surprised, I guess.
Yeah, technically, you guys, well, okay. Not really, but again, we're in initiative, so it does need to go all in.
I stopped the cart as my action.
Okay. You still have your movement, so if you want to get out and do, like...
Yes,
you know.
I will like to run into the trees and hide. Use my bonus action to hide.
All right.
Why is that always your go-to?
Correctly.
Because I do more damage than I'm hitting.
That's what rogues do.
So that would be a 15 to stealth.
Yeah. You're hidden. You're good. All right. It's the bandit with the long sword, and obviously he can't do anything. But he's going to ride his horse up to about here and then hop off his horse and ready his sword, and that will be his turn. Okay, Gris, it is your turn now.
Okay, Gris is going to jump out the back, ready his sword and shield, and then he's going to hold his attack.
Okay.
By holding your attack, you don't get your 2 attacks, just saying.
Yeah, I know, I'm away.
Okay.
Bandit Chief is going to do the same thing, ride his horse up to about here and hop off and pull out his sword. So, Vindar.
One question concerning adept level destruction spells. I remember Nasala using chain lightning. Did she do that with both of your hand of her hands?
Yes, that is a both of your hands spell.
Okay, then I will shoot 2 fireballs.
All right, who are you attacking? You have...
Wait a second. I need to 5, 10, 10. Is this a 20-foot radius?
Okay.
Yep. That's where I throw the 2 fireballs.
Are you going to one-shot them all?
Damage. Oh, wait, that's not the... Oh, God. I made that wrong. It's an attack.
That's okay.
Shit, the what horses. Was the... Oh, God damn it, I did that wrong.
Let
me have a look. 2D8? How much was it?
I think
2d10.
Yeah, 2d10. I changed them.
Frost Ruin. Fireball, there it is. 2d10. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The horses.
2d10.
No, the horses.
Fire what? I don't know what you're talking about. For a moment, take damage, explosive radius, and chance to be caught on fire. All right.
What's with the AA turret? That cart.
Okay. So the bandits will take 21 fire damage. And I think you need to roll, or do I need to roll 1d20 or 4d20s?
I think you need to roll to hit. Because isn't fireball, that's a ranged attack.
But isn't it an AoE spell?
Yeah, it's yeah, I guess spell. So.
I mean, yeah. Chain lightning also always hit.
Any yeah. creature that, no, that is I in do the roll radius, for that. Any oh, yeah, creature that is in the radius will take one. Damage. 1d8 of damage.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I mean,
and then you need to roll 4d20s.
I mean, if you
for
if you
all
take,
four in there.
If you take the fireball spell from D&D, it has a dex save.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also got well,
that is
much
also
more damage.
OP. Yes.
Yeah, it's got like 8d6. Mm. But I don't know how you handle this fireball.
See, I was planning it like chain lightning. You have to see if you hit, and then if it hits, you roll for damage, just like a ranged attack.
Yeah, I get that with chain lightning, but even if I miss the fireball, like here,
okay.
Still it's an
I'll
area.
Say they're do dex saves then.
Yeah, and then the damage would be halved again.
He fails.
But then I think the damage should it be higher? Because it when you add
he
a saving
fails.
Throw to it.
Yeah.
Or he saves. Wait, what's your save?
Just saying, it's still more damage than I can do with one attack.
Yeah, still, but if you add a
and
deck,
you get two of them.
You,
does not
yes,
save.
Sure. Say
and he does not save. All right, so you send out two fireballs and
yes.
They see, let's see here. So that's 21 damage altogether. Half that for only one of them, which was this guy.
All right. And then I'm going to hop off the cart and go over here.
So if you've used two fireballs, did I need to roll double dexterity saves?
No.
Threw the fireballs so that you're outside of the radius.
No, not me. I mean them, because you've
no,
fired two.
No.
So
no, it's only one.
Do
no.
they not take double damage then?
No.
The damage
they
is
they
already
one. Double damage.
One
it's
was
10
for
and
10
11.
And the other was for 11.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my turn.
It is the guy in the back with the long bow.
That's a lot of rolls today already.
All right. He is going to stay on his... No. Yeah, he's staying on his horse, but he's going to shoot at Gris.
How is the horses?
One other thing with the... Do they also need to roll if they catch on fire?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I need you to roll me the... I'm already got...
Do you want me to roll 4d20s?
Yeah. Yeah, just roll 4d20s. All together.
Two save, two don't.
So two save, two don't.
And that would be...
I would say this guy... do damage now?
Two and damage. And for four turns. Okay. I guess that goes for both of them.
Yeah, we can do that.
That failed.
Just to keep it easy.
Okay.
All right, so... this guy and the bandit chief... Or caught on fire.
Nice.
For four turns. All right. And then it's the guy with the longbow, and he shoots at Ugris, and 19 hits, I think.
Yes, 19 does hit.
All right. So an arrow comes flying through the air and hits you in the shoulder and gets you right between the armor. It sticks into your like armpit.
Ow.
10 piercing damage.
Damn, 10 damage. Holy fuck.
All right, and that's his turn. Now it's the bandit in the back, battle axe. He's gonna move 5, 10, 15.
What happened? 20. What happened to their horses during the fireballs?
Fucking ran off on fire. Okay. I will move there. All right.
The guy who fired at me with the longbow, he's still on the horse.
It was that guy's turn in the back.
No, he used
the longbow. That's the guy with the longbow.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
So what happened to his horse in the fireball?
He ran off. All the horses ran off.
But you said he fired from on top of his horse.
No, he's going to get off and fire. It's Nasala's turn, and she's going to... She's going to shoot two lightning bolts. One at this guy. One at this guy that's standing right in front of you, Gris.
Yep.
So here's one. 21 hits, 13 misses. Yes. So she sends off two lightning bolts, and the one that is standing in front of you dodges out of the way, you being Gris. And then the one next to the bandit that just dodged the lightning bolt gets hit for 8 damage. And that is Nasala's turn. Reed, back at the top.
Free action. I take the ring of invincibility on.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Bonus action used to move down here. Dash move. So I'm behind this guy. And as an attack, I hit him. Do I get my sneak attack?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that is 26 to hit.
Yeah, okay. You hit.
So that is 6 piercing. Well, yeah, piercing. Fuck it. And plus 9. Yes, I'm stabbing him. Fuck it.
All right, so you like run up and leap at this guy and stab him like right in between the ribs, and he winces in pain and screams out.
And I'm no longer invisible.
What's that?
I'm no longer invisible. I'm guessing.
No, yeah. Once you attack, the spell goes away. So that's for
15
damage.
I just have some questions about this ring, real quick. So he can use it to go invisible and then attack from it to go and go back invisible, right?
He's sure yet.
I have no idea. So
he hasn't really tried it yet.
I personally, just find it invisible by taking it on.
Yeah, personally, I would find it more balanced if you could just use it once in combat, and that once enemies are aware of him, that he cannot get invisibility on at will, because that would be a bit overkill for a rogue.
He can just use his hide, like disengage to hide, and then put the ring back on again, and then go back out and do it again.
Yeah, yes. I've thought about this when I created it.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not going to... I also didn't have plan on overusing this ring.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Bear Beast, and a few drinks in, he would abuse it. So.
No.
That would have voiced.
All right. Anyways. Is that what you're doing, Reed? Is that all you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't move anymore, so...
No, you can't. The bandit that Nasala hit and the one that's on fire is going to use his turn to put the fire out. And he'll step over here. That's his turn because he used his action for... Gris, we're back at you.
Yeah, bud. So Gris is going to step... he still had his action turn that he didn't use because no one came near him. So
no, you don't have an action turn.
I know. So he's just gonna step forward up to the bandit right at the front, and then he's just gonna swing
away, my friend.
Bam, 24. Is that it? 24
definitely does.
Okay, and then he gets obviously. I have an extra attack now. I'm level 5.
So swing another attack roll.
Swinging again. So an 11.
So only one hits. So roll your damage.
It's a swish and flick.
Boom. That's 11.
So you come in and you swing your sword to the left and then to the right, and he jumps back from the first one, but gets hit by the second one. And takes 11 slashing damage. You like cut clean through his armor and get his chest, and you see blood spew out of the cut of the armor that you just made. And that noise is all right. It's the bandit chief's turn, so he's gonna walk up like right here next to you and take out his, well, his long sword's already out, but he's gonna attack you. With his longsword. He's going to bring it straight down and get you right across the cheek with it, doing 11 slashing damage. I don't know why it's saying it's a critical because it's not green.
What? Huh?
It is. Did they change something? That is
a critical. What is a critical?
It says it rolled a 20, then plus 2 for the strength modifier.
Yeah, but you rolled a 17 plus 2 plus 1.
I see. Okay. Yes.
So a 25 would be a critical.
I don't know why it's giving it extra damage. So you take 11 slashing damage.
That 1d4 is a d10, an extra d10 that's rolled. And not for a crit. I don't know why an extra d10
was
rolled.
That's because damage 2 was turned on for some reason.
Ah.
Okay, so you take 11 damage, yeah. And then he... After coming down, he like swoops the sword around and tries to do like an uppercut on you for his second attack, and naturally hits you and gets you real good across the chest.
Well, fuck.
And does another 10 damage.
Ten is it? Oh shit!
You're fine.
No, I'm not fine.
You're fine.
Continue.
How many hit points do you have?
Total. Total, I have 45 total. Do you want to know how many I have left?
Sure.
After this one encounter, I currently have 14.
All right.
Fine.
I might get to kill somebody today. All right. I'm kidding. Or am I?
I've literally been hit three times, and I've taken 31 damage.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, Felvendar, it is your turn.
Wait a second. Yeah, Philvandar will will concentrate on conjuring a Frost Atronach.
Okay.
And then go over here and cast Healing Hands on Gris. You heal for 11.
What's falling 11s today? What's going on?
I do not know. There have been a lot of 11s, though.
I've been hit by a lot of them.
Here.
And you also did one.
And he will go over here again.
Okay.
And that is all he can do for now.
All right. It's the bandit with the longbow now that just got stabbed. And he's going to swing around at you. He's actually going to take a bunch of steps back. So take an attack of opportunity real fast.
Okay. That's an 18. That is 8 damage.
So he's like trying to run back so he can shoot you with his bow. And as he's running, you get him right across his back and blood comes spewing out. And he is not feeling so good. He like coughs up some blood.
Well, that's not looking good.
But yet still runs away from you in like that direction and then turns around and shoots or tries to shoot you with a 22. I am rolling good today. So he loads up an arrow and like spins around and shoots it, and it comes flying across and gets
actually,
you.
Actually, I can't do that. No man.
If it's another 11, I'm going to take a shot. Okay, we're good.
It like lands right in your stomach. And pierces through your armor for 7 damage.
It's fine.
All right. That's the guy with the battle axe who's standing right in front of you, Gris, and he's going to try to bring his battle axe straight down on top of you.
Yep.
Does a 14 hit?
Nope.
So as he's doing it, you see, like, watch his movements, and you bring up your shield and parry away the battle axe, and he misses you. All right, Nasala's turn. She is going to attack the bandit that was once on fire. this guy for you guys. And she's going to send off two more lightning bolt spells. One of them hits and one of them misses. So as she does it, he sees it and tries to dodge out of the way of one of them, but jumps into the path of the other one and gets struck by lightning again. It does 6 damage. Longsword. All right. Reed, back at the top.
Mm-hmm. Well. Okay. Let's follow this guy that ran away from me.
Okay.
And let's punch him with the backside of my dagger in his face.
Okay. Roll for an attack.
That's a 24.
24 hits.
And that is 7 damage.
So you like rip the arrow out of your stomach and out of rage, you start charging this guy and leap at him again and clock him right in his nose, and you hear a loud crack. And as you pull away your the hilt of your dagger, you see that you've just pushed his bone, his nose into his face. And he just,
I hope it's only broken.
Is glazy eyed and just blood is pouring out of his face, and then he collapses.
Oh. Unconscious or dead?
He's dead.
Fuck. Good job.
He's dead. Wow.
Fuck.
Kill the guy. How do you feel?
You already did that once.
That's your second one, I think.
I think second that's one victim.
Second. Third.
Just, oh, third one. Yeah.
I have a counter.
All right.
And as for my rest of my movement, I would like to go up behind this guy and just tap him on the shoulder. That's my turn.
Oh man, I wish that was his turn next, but it's the guy with the lungs. So this guy with the long sword that keeps on getting hit, he's been lit on fire and struck by lightning 2 times. He's really pissed off at Naysala and is going to charge her and swing with his long sword. But he's so mad that he's just seeing red and has tunnel vision and is almost in a rage and can't concentrate. And he swings at Naysala and she does like a backflip out of the way of the blade. And that's his turn. Gris.
Backflip.
Like one of those like back where you like get on your hands and then like back somersault or whatever it's called. Cartwheel? I don't know.
Okay. I can see that.
She's very dexterity based. So.
Yep.
Gris, it's your turn.
My go. Okay. So I'm going to swing at the guy, the bandit leader next to me.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Mm. You like go for a like
just saying, if you swing at the guy that I'm standing behind, you get advantage because I'm flanking him.
Well, what you I still was have one extra attack.
Yeah, what I was going to is I was going to swing at both of them.
Ah, okay.
You seem to be humming and
I thought I was thinking for a second that maybe you were trying to do that with one attack, and I'd say that's not
happening. So I'm going to swing at the bandit leader with one attack and then swing at the other guy with my
second attack. So you go for a long swing to hit both of them, and the bandit leader jumps back just in the nick of time, but doesn't parry away your sword, so your swing is still true and collides with the bandit that is like right in front of you, the one that Reed is standing behind, and you get him right across the ribs. So swing for your attack, or I mean damage.
Fine.
Five. So you, as your blade gets collides against his rib cage, it sinks in and you see it go about halfway in, and blood just starts pouring out of his side.
Okay, and I would like to use my shield master ability to bump the bandit leader 5 feet away from me.
Okay, you can do that.
Oh. And then that's end my turn.
All right, it is the bandit chief. Where is he? He's right here. Yeah, he's just gonna kind of regain his footing from your bash and step back and try to swing at you. Actually, he's trying to go for like a pierce, not a swing.
Or a battle axe.
No, he's got a long sword.
Oh,
This is the bandit chief. And gets you, the blade like goes, it gets you right in the neck. And does 13 damage. It doesn't like go through your Adam's apple, but it like slices the side of your neck. And there is a lot of blood coming out of your neck right now.
Yeah, no, there would be, considering looking at my hit points. Fuck.
Yes. And I hate to say it, but that's only his first attack.
Yeah.
As he slides the blade out of your neck, he goes for a downward slice, like across your chest.
Oh my fucking god.
Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm rolling really good. Well, I'm sorry, Chris. He digs into you really good. What were your hit points at before this attack?
Tell me what the attack damage is and I'll tell you my hit points after.
Well, it was 5 plus 7.
It's 12.
So you hit me for 12 damage?
Yes.
Well, Gris falls over with 0 hit points.
Okay.
Gris is now unconscious. Gris,
as he slices you across your chest, you have like one hand like on your neck, like trying to hold your wound closed. That he just did, and then he catches you across your chest, and blood just like sprays into the air as you fall backwards and hit the ground with a thud.
Yeah, that's Chris fucked. Sorry, boys.
Phil Vindart.
Oh, God damn it. Well, first of all,
yes, Frost Astronaut.
Yeah, Frost Astronaut will appear here behind the bandit chief.
Okay. A giant Frost Astronaut comes like out of the ground and it just appears towering over the bandit chief. He doesn't notice it yet though.
Right. And then Philbandar will move here and cast Revenate on the dead bandit without a nose.
Okay. The dead bandit that Reed just killed rises up from the dead.
There was a reason why I didn't want to kill him.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did.
And he's just standing there, like, swaying kind of back and forth, drooling a little bit.
And I still have one spell to cast. What would it be? No, not Fireball again.
That would hurt. That would hurt a lot.
Yeah, don't worry. I will cast... Cast sparks on this bandit with one hand.
I believe you have to be in a certain range, 30 feet. Okay. Are you?
Yeah. Dex save of.
Yes.
Dex save.
Battle axe guy. Dex save coming up. Natural one.
You take 7 lightning damage.
Yeah. As you do that, he's. And he's wearing metal armor, so it like kind of amplifies. He doesn't take any more damage, but he drops his battle axe.
Well, at least he's disarmed now.
He is looking. He like after you're done like using your sparks, there's some smoke coming off him, and he's like a little staggered. It looks. He's like stumbling around, dazed. And then that guy's not alive anymore.
Now it's the Frost Astronauts the zombies' turn.
Well, I'm going to say, because raising a dead, doesn't that take a turn to do?
No.
Or concentration? I thought it took concentration or something.
To conjure the Daedra.
Oh, okay. The Frost Astronaut is going to... he's going to do like a stomp attack against the bandit chief. That hits. So the bandit chief is still like, he was making sure that Gris was taken care of. And as he turns around, as he hears the astronaut lift his big icy foot up, comes down and crashes onto him and does 14 points of damage.
Nice. Oof. Is that cold or bludgeoning damage or what
it'd be
is
blundering.
Bludgeoning. Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, then I guess I'll do the bowman. He will shoot at the chief as well.
Thank God. That means he cannot hit me. Yes.
Does a 21. Launches an arrow and it goes straight into the neck of the bandit chief, and he just grabs his neck and then just trying to like pull out the arrow out of his neck, but doesn't think that might be too good of an idea.
All right.
He's looking a little bloodied. It's Nasala's turn, and she has a guy right in front.
What about the guy with the battle axe?
Did I just skip over him?
Yeah, you skipped over him.
I did.
The one in between Gris and Reed.
He is gonna swing at you, Reed.
Well, he dropped his battle axe first.
He got tapped on his shoulder.
That's right.
And then
that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, so he is going to pick up his battle axe, which I would say is going to
give you free action or bonus.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you attack him too.
I will not attack him because that's my reaction, and I need my reaction for something else.
Okay. So he'll pick it up, and then he'll swing at you.
That hits.
Okay.
And this is what I need my reaction for.
Okay.
Uncanny dodge. Half the damage.
Half damage. All right. So as he swings, you kind of see it and try to like do like a thrust backwards, and it like catches you across the arm, like the forearm, and doesn't sink in really at all. But nonetheless, gives you a little bit of a cut. All right. So now it would be Asala's turn, and she is going to do. Yeah, she'll just shoot two lightning bolts in this guy's face. So she tries to use one of her hands, but he like grabs a hold of her wrist and like points it up to the sky. And as the spell goes off, and then as he's doing that, he's kind of focused on one hand and he doesn't realize that she's conjuring up a second one, and she places it directly in front of his face.
Oof.
Oh. First she rolls 2 8 and then the double 20.
Wow.
He 12. Locks up from the being electrified, so he doesn't let go of his wrist, so he doesn't get pushed back at all. And then he kind of just starts to like his skin starts to melt away, and then you see meat start to melt away and his organs melt away, and then bones just fall to the ground, and he's dead.
Hey DM, would you like to tell us the amount of damage that she just did to that guy?
27 damage.
That's a little extreme. Just,
well, I mean, it's a crit. It's a crit.
Yes. Well, my crit can only go to 10.
That's still high. Dude.
Nah, it's fine. If I crit with my sneak attack, that's also amplified. Just saying.
Yes. Yeah. So. Don't fuck with the
snow. What level is she?
She is same level as you guys now.
Oh my god, she's level 5 and ahead. She's level 5 and she's critting fucking 27.
Yeah. I mean, that's just lightning bolt. That's not even chain lightning, which does 2d10 plus 4.
That's absolutely insane.
That was almost max damage.
Yeah, I can see that. Holy fuck.
Oh shit.
So, Reed,
that was
your turn.
Yeah, I accidentally clicked that. Sorry.
If you want to attack, you can still use that.
The guy is looking at me, right? He's still looking at me.
Yeah, he's
right?
Looking at you now.
Yes. Here, hold this. I toss a dagger at him as my bonus action. Because I'm not planning on giving him any or doing any damage to him. I'm just tossing my dagger at him.
Like,
just like a little bit, like, here, hold this. Like just
catch.
Quickly.
Yeah,
yes,
you're not
catch.
Throwing it. Okay, he's gonna look really confused, and he's going to,
and then I would like to dodge around him to the side.
Okay,
take out a potion and pour it down Gris's mouth.
Nice.
That's my action.
Let me you know what, I like it. He's almost dead anyway, so he's kind of already out of it, and so he like tries to, because his vision's a little blurry, right? Because that's what happens when you get close to death. I'm gonna say. He like kind of, he thinks you're like attacking and kind of like tries to like use his battle axe as like a bat to bat it away. And as he's doing that, you kind of dodge around him and pour the potion down Gris's throat hole.
Why did you roll... say it like that?
I don't know. Roll to see how much he heals for.
That is the potions that she gave us. So how much is that?
1d6 healing.
1d6.
All right, so not much, but you kind of you see the wound on his neck kind of close up and stop bleeding. It's still relevant, but it's not bleeding anymore. And then, like, same with his chest. You kind of see it kind of close up. It still looks like he's been cut, but it's not bleeding anymore. And
then I'd like to tap the guy on the shoulder again.
Okay.
That's my turn.
All right, Gris, take 2 hit points of health back.
Yep.
Done. That brings you back into the positives. You are back up.
Well, I'm laid on the ground.
Yes, but still.
But you're back up.
You don't move your turn.
I'm now alive.
That's the important thing. That's the important thing.
I mean, you were still alive, but knocked out. All right. It is now... he's dead as fuck. Gris, it's your turn.
Yeah, so Gris would like to stand up. And he would like... I'm guessing the bandit chief now has his back to me.
Yes.
So I am going to literally try and slice him in the back of the neck, but like a swing. So if luckily, cut his fucking head off.
Okay. Well, let's see how luck's on your side. Oh, yes. Natural 20. Man, lots of naturals today. Natural 20s. All right. Yeah. Swing for... damage.
Bam. 13.
All right. So you swing. You're trying to cut his head off, but you're just not close enough to get your full sword in. But you do slice open the back of his neck pretty good.
Well, I'm going to swing again.
Okay. Go for it.
Same spot, pretty much.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Double that 20. Dude, let me cut his fucking head off.
God. Okay, yeah, you can cut his head off with 11 damage.
Fuck yes.
So you like you kick the back of his leg so he drops to his knees, and you like grab the top of his head with one of your hands, and then come swinging around, and you just clean cut through his neck like butter, and his head just pops right off, and now you're holding his head, and his body just falls over.
I deserve that.
Oh, definitely.
Bonus action. I would like to shield bash his dead body because he's still kneeling. I would like to shield bash his body 5 feet just across the ground, just because, for added measure.
All right. So you bash his body over and it falls over 5 feet to your left.
End turn.
All right. Bandit Chief is dead. Felvindar, it is your turn.
All right, Felvindar will move here and will cast with both of his hands sparks on the remaining guy.
Yeah, you send off your sparks, and just like in Star Wars, he like drops to his knees and you see his skeleton like flashing and through his body. And then it's just, again, what you guys saw Nesala do. You see his skin melt, then his meat and his organs, and then it's just repiled to a bony ash.
He's not screaming unlimited power, but it's like the same power. Gesture.
And that's combat over.
I would like to pick up my dagger.
Okay.
I would like to drop kick this guy's head into the forest.
All right. You drop kick his head into the forest.
And then Gris falls to his knees. He is still really badly hurt.
Yes.
You're fine. I'll go up and tap him on the shoulder. Like, tap, tap, tap. You're fine. Oh, almost?
Huh?
Actually, give me a sec. I would like to loot their bodies. Right. Well, what's left of their bodies.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to loot the bandit chief.
All right. So bandit chief had
100
gold septums. He has a set of full plate armor. Not as good as yours, so you wouldn't want to take it. Also has a long sword That is a what is
a plus one, right?
What is what would the longsword be above steel?
Elvish?
So Elvish no, that's we'll say it's a
wait, dwarvish. Wait, if it's steel, then it's dwarvish, yes.
Yeah. Well, sir, it's dwarven. It's a Dwelmer longsword or greatsword.
It's a plus one, right?
Yes, that's still a plus one.
Okay, so going off of stats, it's the same as what I've got.
Yeah, you as a blacksmith, you also would know you could probably sell this sword since it is Dwelmer, probably for like 30 to 50 gold, depending. It is in nice shape. It does look like he can
I'll take
good care.
Well, Chris is going to take it before you said anything, Reek. So.
Fuck.
Yeah.
He also had some food on him, like some bread and some ale and stuff like that. But that's about it.
I'll just class that as rations, and I'll just take like an extra two rations.
Yeah. Yeah. You can take two rations. That's good. I'm good with that. All right. And then Reed, who are you? Which people?
Well, the only one that actually, it's gonna be the dead guy. Yeah, that's guy. No, for he is also electrified to the skeletons.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It would only be the zombie that's left.
Yes.
I am patting down the zombie that's still alive.
Okay. He had
how many arrows?
35 gold septums, 20. Just regular like iron arrows or whatever they're called, just your typical arrows. A typical just longbow, nothing special, and then leather armor. Just standard leather armor, nothing special.
I don't take the bow. The armor. I take the bow.
Okay. You taking the arrows too?
Yeah, I'm taking the arrows as well and the septums.
All right. So add, I think I said 35.
Yeah, 35.
Septums and then 20 arrows and a bow. All right. Naysala is going to rock over to you, Gris, and she's like, oh man, you look pretty hurt. Here, don't do anything. And she'll heal you for 15.
Hey.
She actually has how many spells? Hold on. I might be able to heal you one more time.
Hey.
Maybe.
Sylvandar could also once again cast healing hands on you.
Yeah, I can't do it again. I'll have to wait a little bit before Naysala can. So,
so it's another 11.
Feeling pretty good. You guys also have some health potions too. So,
yeah.
All right.
Feeling much better now, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Of course. Man, those bandits really came out of nowhere. Well, I guess should we continue on?
Yes.
Yep. All right, I'm gonna go sleep in the back of the wagon.
I'll take the reins again.
Well, now it's a bit tight in the space.
Yeah, I mean it's bigger than what it is, but it looks funky. I might be able to hold on.
I guess it's as long as 3 squares.
Yeah. That's what. You could stretch.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Let me make the horse a little bit bigger too.
Jeff Goldblum needs to be a big boy.
There, he's thick.
He's a chonker's horse.
Yeah, he's thick. Thick horse.
White horse.
Boy. Thick boy.
Oh, God, I wish the listeners could see this.
He is a very thick wide boy.
That's a thick horse right there.
Hashtag thick Jeff.
Yeah, thick Jeff.
That boy be thick.
Thick. Way too many oats.
Thick
he's
Jeff
been
Goldblum
on an oat diet, not a hay diet. Okay.
I wonder if many people have actually said that sentence saying, oh yeah, we have a thick Jeff Goldblum plug our car.
All right. So you guys travel for the rest of the day and it goes uninterrupted. You guys
it's nighttime arriving.
Nighttime is arriving, and you guys would probably make it to like about here by nighttime. So you will need to set up camp because there's no villages or towns nearby to rent some inns.
Let's do said that.
And all right. It's kind of just like plains. There's no forests around or anything, so it's pretty open. You can see for a good ways. It's just kind of like starting to turn into more like rolling hills than foresty areas as well. Who's got first watch?
I can take first watch this time.
I'll take last watch then.
Okay. All right.
On his watch,
yes,
Ilvandar would like to take another look at his staff that he got from that fortress.
Okay. Yes. As you pulled the staff out, I think if I described it correctly, it's like a dark grayish staff. And at the top, it kind of looks like roots of a tree are like twisted in a circle, and it looks like something could sit inside of it, but there isn't.
Yes.
As you're sitting there and kind of looking it over, you can't see these. I mean, hold on. I'll just describe it first. You like are rubbing towards the top, like down with your hand, and this like toxic green looking symbols start to glow, like etchings, mm-hmm. and it's Daedric language.
Ooh, can I decipher the runes of it?
Yes, you can. So you, as you're doing this, it's a single word that says insanity. You're kind of rolling it over, and then you see more of these. It's like if you like rolled the staff, like twisted it in your hand so you could like look around it, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. And you kept rubbing your hands towards the top, probably like a few inches over to the right. Let's say you're rotating it to the right. You see another image appear, and it says peace. And then you keep rotating. You see a third one that says knowledge.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. You're not too sure exactly if that what it correlates with the staff. Is there any way you want, do you want to like try to use it?
Yeah, I mean, the last time that I touched it, I had like a vision.
Yes.
With the Miles Mora, so I guess I would just hold it in my hand and try to meditate on it and try to reach out for the deity.
Yes. So, roll a religion check. Let's see something here.
Ooh, 17. Okay.
Nice. So with the 17, you're like holding it and you happen to like, so those three symbols, right? It's like in a triangle, like around, so there'd be a certain place. You place your thumb under knowledge and you like grip onto the staff, and the whole staff starts to glow that toxic green that the symbols were glowing, and instantly you start hearing thoughts of people, and they're just random thoughts, like you can hear a woman like thinking about what she needs to do tomorrow. She is planning to go to the market and get food because they're starting to run low. And then you hear a man hitting a hammer against a sword, and you almost kind of can see it, like each of these images and voices in your head. And then as soon as you move your thumb away, it stops. If you put it back, you can start to hear the voices again, and you kind of concentrate in on one of the voices. Do you want to try to do anything?
Yeah, I would. Can I I don't think I can communicate. It's just,
no, you can try.
Yes, I would like to try to reach out somehow and get into contact.
So we'll say you reach out to the what you would presume to be as a blacksmith, the man hammering away on a sword, and you say something, but it doesn't seem like he hears it. Do you want to try to do anything else?
I would like to take the thumb away from the runes that say knowledge and rub them over the words of peace.
So peace is, you do this and you can't really tell if anything's happening. The voices go away, and you see the staff glowing, and this time, instead of like a toxic green color, it's more of like a light, more prettier green of a color. But you can't really, You don't know exactly what's happening. Do you want to try to use it in some way?
Yeah. I guess peace, maybe like peace of mind or something like that. Do I feel any different? I mean, I'm not enraged, so you want to try or something.
It, like on yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing really happens. You'd kind of presume to be like, well, maybe I'm not mad right now, so maybe this does like...
Maybe it's a counter to the insanity part of the staff. But I kind of think when I think about insanity on Daedric items, you would think of Sheogora. And I wouldn't like want to try that. Who knows what might happen? Think of the Wabbitjack. I turn Gris into a chicken or something.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
That would be bad. You actually, one that I will say, as you're trying to like use it, you kind of see like the grass around you kind of stand up a little more, if that makes sense.
So it grows taller?
Yeah, you could say it kind of grows and gets a little
taller.
Or do
I get smaller?
Do you mean like a magnetic pull?
No, you don't get smaller, but that'd be funny if you did. No, you don't get smaller.
Do you mean like a magnetic pull?
Almost. It just seems like the plant life that is around your right around you seems to stand up and look a little more lively.
I'm not sure what that does yet. And with the hearing of the voices, I guess I only see the images of the persons and hear them. So I can't tell where they are or when they are, if it's real time or if it's random.
No, you can't decipher that. Not yet, at least.
Can I use the staff somehow to get into contact with Hamilus Mora himself? Somehow, might there be a way?
You could try to like meditate on it. I guess I would think like maybe like place it in front of you or like hold it and like,
because I mean I clearly know it's possible to receive visions from it.
Yes.
So yes, I would lay it in front of me and do some ritual on that, meditating.
Okay. I'm not gonna make you roll for anything.
I love how he's doing this when he's supposed to keep watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But so you kind of like feel Emmaus Morris's presence, but he doesn't say anything. You can feel him just watching you. Not in like a bad way or anything, just he's
like
watching
you.
Well, in that trance, I would try to say to him, my lord, it seems that I can use the staff now somehow. Is that what you meant? Any response?
Not yet. No, you can't really like see him or anything like that. You just still feel his presence, but he does not respond.
That your item, or it clearly has some different uses of insanity, peace, and knowledge.
And you hear in your ear,
yes. Yes, this is an item that I've made for you.
And that's
for
all
me?
He says.
Hmm.
And then you feel his presence disappear.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So apparently Daedric Lord made me a gift. Even Hamilus Mora himself.
And as you sit there and think about the staff more, will you be able to use it at level 5? Or was I just pulling your leg? I guess we'll find out on the next episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.